Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 118 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and this is the beginning of the Chi Mastery section. Chi Mastery is a whole suite of powers that you can get if you have one of the rare martial arts that gives you the ability to focus your Chi into like discrete powers. All characters have Chi, but most characters just let it sit there doing nothing. As we discussed briefly with Tai Chi, some martial arts can weaponize that Chi. It's like you got all this inner balance and enlightenment. Why not put it to use? Focus it into spirit lasers to blast at people. Now, if you could actually throw fireballs around, we'd be in Street Fighter territory, which I think would be a nice neighborhood for ninjas and super spies to visit from time to time. But it doesn't. We don't really do fireballs in ninjas and super spies. We don't do, generally speaking, physical range chi attacks. Instead, chi-type characters kind of operate on a different level. They're a little like the wizards in comic books, where oftentimes when superhero teams meet up with teams of superhero villains, the wizards will kind of go off by themselves and have like a wizard duel, like they'll shoot their eldritch blasts at each other. It's like generic magical energy. It's very much like that because there is basically a chi minigame that functions almost like starship combat. It's very strange. This page doesn't get into the discrete chi powers that you can get from martial arts. Instead, it talks about the general things that all chi mastery characters can do with their chi. As long as you have at least one chi power, you get a bunch of basic chi features that allow you to play the chi minigame. The first one is chi awareness, which allows you to sense when there is chi around. You can sense a person with zero chi because they got fucked up in chi combat, or a person with very low chi. You can sense a person with really high chi, a person with any chi skills, anyone with more chi than you, and the presence of negative or positive chi in anyone. So it's sort of like how Immortals and Highlander can sense other Immortals, but then it's a step up to like a PvP dimension as well, where it's like, okay, first of all, are you enlightened? Secondly, are you Horde or Alliance, so that I know if I should fight you? The next ability is Chi Relaxation, which allows you to basically keep all your mental issues under control. As long as your Chi is high enough, you can resist your addictions, your mental illnesses, etc., etc. This is some touchy stuff. And I'm not sure how much fun it would be to play a character who is, for example, an alcoholic or a schizophrenic who, after getting the shit kicked out of his chi by a snake-style master, ends up falling into addiction and madness and ruining his life. I'm not sure that's the Ninjas and Super Spies campaign I want to play. And then finally, there is defend against chi attacks. So characters with negative chi can shoot out chi blasts, something we'll maybe touch on later. It's described on a later page. But all characters who have mastery of chi know how to engage, at least defensively, in this chi combat. It doesn't take any actions. All you do is decide how much defensive chi you want to send out to create a chi shield. So your chi awareness is pinging. You know that there's chi in the air. You start an active scan. Okay, looking around the room. Bing, 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 negative chi. We've got a chi battle cruiser at 11 o'clock. All right, I'm going to spend 3 points of defensive chi. Chi shield's up. Here he comes. He's on the port side. Now he sends out offensive chi. He's shooting you with 4 points of offensive chi. Each of those, if they penetrate your chi shields, can take out 3d6 points of your positive chi. Now if he gets you down to 0 positive chi, your chi hull is breached and you're going to start taking negative chi. You may have to eject the chi warp core. Notably, those without chi mastery are totally helpless in chi combat. They can have their chi just blown the hell away, which means that if you're taking a non-chi friend through an area patrolled by negative chi folks, bad news, you're on an escort mission. You're going to have to interpose your own chi shields against the assailants and hopefully help your friend deliver those much-needed medical supplies to the colonists on Rigel 7. If you screw up and you get filled with negative chi, you're going to need some help. You could go to someone who has chi healing or chiatsu. You may be able to find a chiatsu specialist in a remote monastery or at the mall. They can get your chi back in working order, so you can return to your 5-year mission. Or you could go dock at a place of great positive chi, a natural location like a wild forest or a waterfall. Yes, this does mean that if you get filled with negative chi in a battle while you're on a mission, you're going to want to pull out your smartphone and you're going to want to use Google Maps to search for the nearest location of natural beauty, which you will then limp to on impulse power, full of negative chi. And then only when you reach there will you sit down for repairs, recharge your power systems, and start the adventure again once you have full power to fore and aft chi shields. Meanwhile, everyone else in the party is bored as shit, because to them, chi is one number on their character sheet that they never look at and never changes. There's a whole example of play here about how chi combat works. And while it tries to instill a sense of drama, I can't shake the feeling that chi combat is going to be the triple triad of your Ninjas and Super Spies campaign. In a game chock full of separate and detailed subsystems that could interact interestingly with the central philosophical concept of chi, treating chi combat like a protracted wizard duel that most characters don't get to participate in is a pretty weak idea and is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time when we get to some more specific applications of chi on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.